This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Bonnie, and Nikki on this Wednesday night. You are invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. You can talk about what we've been discussing, or you can change the subject, talk about whatever's important to you. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. I've had this article for a few days, and generally we've sort of moved away from COVID-19 and discussions of COVID-19. And that's been great, because for like a year and a half to 2 years, it was all that we could ever talk about, because it was in the news every single day. And now we actually have other stuff we can talk about, like the Ukraine war. And I don't like the Ukraine war, but it did at least push COVID-19 out of the
news cycle.
Yes, thank you. But now's a good time to look back on 2020 and 2021 and just evaluate how things went. I mean, it's a good time to do that. Now that the pandemic is over, even Joe Biden has said that the pandemic is over. It seems like it's a good time to look back and evaluate what actually happened, what worked, what didn't work, and to try to learn something so that we can apply it going forward and not repeat the same mistakes. Now, that's beyond the possibility of human beings. We don't learn from our past. We don't evaluate our actions and go, well, that worked and that didn't work.
Well, at least like public school educated Americans.
True.
Hey, that's me.
Me too.
Well, yeah, same. But the average American doesn't ever break out of that particular mold. Now, obviously, people have done this. I think it was Tom Woods who evaluated all the data of this place locked down, this place didn't lock down, and here's their COVID death numbers, here there's infection numbers, and he basically what he revealed was that it was just a scattershot. Mm-hmm. There was no correlation whatsoever between places locking down and reducing the rates of COVID transmission or reducing COVID deaths.
Like, it would even show, like, here, look, you can see that there was, like, it was climbing and it suddenly shot down. Do you think that that's when they put in a mandate? And nope, it was just a random thing that happened. It literally didn't correlate at all. So he didn't, like, prove that masks made it worse. It just didn't do anything.
Which is more or less what I would have expected, right?
Yeah.
The idea is solid, right? If there's a pandemic that's being, you know, spread by respiratory diseases, then it would make sense to wear cloth face coverings to prevent those particles from being dropped out.
Yeah, except for the fact that the COVID particles can literally go through the masks that people were wearing.
Yeah, but a person's spit particles can't. And that was the idea behind it, is that it would catch most of it. Not all of it, certainly, but it would catch a lot of it, and that would drastically reduce the rate of transmission. The big problem with the masks was that people could not stop touching them.
Oh, yeah.
I see it all the time still.
Yeah, and it's a petri dish that is strapped to your face that you're breathing, that you're keeping at human body temperature, the ideal breathing temperature for viruses and bacteria.
And I think that's the worst part, the fact that it was causing extra things to happen, like, oh, I didn't get COVID, but I got strep in June of 2020. Like, yeah. I've never had strep in the summer. And I had to wear a mask all the time for Uber Eats. That's when I just quit wearing the mask.
Yeah, I certainly don't blame you. The worst, some of the worst I saw was COVID, what do they call it, COVID pimples. There was a term that people were using for it. I don't remember exactly what it was, but the mask, they were uncomfortable and they were miserable and everyone hated them.
They're itchy, too. It just can't seem good. Like, whatever the fibers that they're made out of, they can't seem good. And then I would have to wear them for like a 16-hour shift, breathing, breaking up the fibers. They would be up my nose and I'm like, this is just, this can't be healthy.
Breathing in like plasticky things, whatever they're made of.
And then at that point, when they're sterilized with stuff, so whatever chemicals are on there that I'm now inhaling, and then it's so thin from me breathing on it and existing for like a double shift that it can't work.
You're right. These were not medical-grade things. These are not lint-free cloths that people are using in mechanic shops or anything like that. They're absolutely filled with lint, and you know, throughout the shifts of people working in 90-degree temperatures, having these things on, they were breathing in all sorts of little fiber particles that were probably not good for them. But even if all of that, I mean, even that would be a small price to pay if there was an actual legitimate infectious disease out there killing people.
Only one life.
If people had worn them properly.
If it only saved one life.
I will never forget being seated at the bar hearing Keene. Well, I wasn't seated at the bar. I was seated at a table with a friend of mine, and these two dudes came up to us and just kept, every time they spoke, they reached up and touched down their mask, and then they brought us some shots of alcohol with those same hands that they basically just licked all their fingers on.
And, that's a good point.
That's really what they were doing, because they're breathing their hot, sweaty breath directly into this thing, and they're constantly reaching up and touching it, and then they're touching my drink. You might as well have just spit in my drink.
Yeah. One thing that made me stop wanting to eat out as much, except in places like the Funky Noodle where she wasn't having her cooks wear masks, is just I was picking up an Uber Eats order from Cheshire Village Pizza, and they had to wear masks. But anytime they talked to each other, I was watching them grab their mask down and put it down and then continue making pizzas. That's disgusting.
Ah, that is disgusting.
That's why I just take it off.
Yeah, but we were the crazy ones for taking it off.
It'll be, like, on my desk at work.
Yeah.
collecting particles, collecting dust and bacteria, and then when I have to put it back on, put my dirty bacteria mask back over my mouth.
But see, the insanity of it all was that we were considered the bad ones for saying, hey, will you stop spitting in my drink and just take that cloth off of your face and behave like a normal human being?
If you're going to spit in my drink, at least, you know, buy me dinner first.
Right. We were the weird ones for saying that. Well, they weren't weird at all for licking their fingers and stirring our drinks with it. Right. I mean, that's effectively what was happening. And we were being treated like we were pariahs, like we were evil, like we were trying to kill people's grandmas because we were behaving with a little bit of common sense. And at some point, you got to think, aren't we due an apology from these people? All of the people I know, they all lived. In spite of them trying to tell me I had to wear a mask, I had to social distance, I had to stay at home, I had to get vaccinated, none of that crap did I do. In spite of all of that, and in spite that they did all of that, how badly they wanted to treat us, they didn't die. We didn't die. As far as I can tell, almost no one died.
But you got an F on your report card.
I did, but they got an F on their report card from me. And I don't have to apologize to them for anything because I didn't treat them like they were subhuman simply because they made a choice that I didn't agree with.
You know, it just occurred to me that I have 6 living grandparents and 3 are pro the lockdowns and vaccines and all that, wear masks. You know, they think that's common sense. The other 3 are like, heck no, never. I'll never wear a mask and I'll never get the vaccine. And they're all still alive.
Yeah, that's been the case as far as I can tell. And this is coming from the Brownstone Institute, Jeffrey Tucker over there. It's been more than obvious since April of 2020 that lockdowns were far too costly for individuals in society and could never earn a rational public health defense. And I wish more people believed that. He's right. That's been obvious. Have you seen the economic turmoil that the United States and the world is currently in? It's going to get blamed on Ukraine and Russia, but a lot of this was happening. The gas prices were going up before the Ukraine invasion. But the people are going to forget that, sadly.
Ships were out on the docks in California. The supply chains were already messed up. Prices were already going up.
Well, and none of this was by accident.
No, absolutely not. And it's not by accident that they're all calling it Putin's price hike, right? And the evidence was rolling in from 1 year later that the vaccine mandates were similarly indefensible. And it continues to roll in with now people like, oh, well, yeah, it turns out that it doesn't actually protect prevent one from spreading COVID-19 or whatever, and people are upset. They feel like they were lied to.
Because they were literally lied to.
Well,
at least by Joe Biden and lots of other politicians, maybe not the medical people themselves.
But you would think at some point they would realize that what they were doing was ill-considered and that they were behaving badly and in bad faith toward their other human beings. But both of these tactics had in common the enormous use of state coercion that flew in the face of every principle of civilized government. As we are constantly told, both people and government were panicked, and needlessly so. As it turns out, the infection fatality rate was not 2 to 3%, or even 1%, but rather 0.035% for anyone under the age of 60, which is 90% of the population. So less than a 0.03 of a percent. 603-283-6160. Why do people have such a hard time saying, I was wrong? There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Matthew. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that Matthew is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value Free Talk Live, if you want to help the show reach a larger audience, get on close to 200 radio stations, get on hopefully more than 200 radio stations, you might consider joining the AMPS program. That's the best way to do that. amps.freetalklive.com. It only costs $5 per month. That's what Matthew here is doing, and that's all we ask. And you get access to a full version of the podcast that is without the ads. It still has the live reads, of course, because we can't clip those out. But you don't have to deal with the commercial breaks or any of that nonsense. And you get the podcast a day earlier than people who are not amplifiers. So that's amps.freetalklive.com. So not only do you get the full version of the show, you also get it a day early than the actual podcast. That's amps.freetalklive.com. If you want to sign up, only takes $5 per month. amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Greg on the line from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Governments, they are failing the people by, little things like destroying the world with nuclear weapons, like things like this.
I have not seen the world yet be destroyed with nuclear weapons.
Well, taunting it.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen it yet, but I would wager that after you have seen it, you might not exist to see it, or you would not be very... No, human civilization will not really be around so much after that. So, I guess...
On what grounds do you make this assertion that the governments around the world are going to destroy the world with nuclear weapons? I mean, I know they're, threatening it, but, they have their own... The number one goal of the state is to perpetuate its own existence. And the state, regardless of whether we're talking about the Russian state or the American state, they know that engaging in nuclear war undermines and threatens its own existence. It would be an act of self-destruction.
But you know how, people with an allergy, their body attacks itself because it's just the failure mode of the body? It could kill itself. Like, a peanut allergy could kill a person, even though its body, in its own interest, rationally, would just not react to the peanut. But it does. So similarly, I think there are ways in which the state could continue. And I think one of the stupid reasons to continue is to avoid, quote, humiliation or a humiliating defeat where the public would then see the leaders as having failed.
Mm.
I think a lot of wars continued because they just don't want to admit that, they could just leave.
Well, certainly. I mean, World War I is the best example of that we'll ever see in human history. I mean, it should have been clear to everyone by 1913 that nothing was going to be gained by that war.
Afghanistan.
Then even if anything was going to be gained by that war, it could not possibly be worth the cost that it was going to take to gain it. And that was obvious by 1913, but the war went on for years afterward.
That's what's weird. And some people are saying that these politicians have bunkers that only they'll be able to use, and somehow
probably
people think that. Yeah, but even if you do have bunkers, I mean, what kind of
life?
Yeah, you're not going to catch that Netflix show that you like a lot next season, you know. So this, I want to read something to you all. I want to read on the words of John F. Kennedy, the president that had to face down Soviet Russia over the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was the closest we've come to nuclear war. And this is what he said in a commencement address to some college. This is what he said.
Well, before you say that, you say that the Cuban Missile Crisis was the closest we come to civil war, and yet you also assert that governments around the world are working to send us into nuclear war. So which is it? Is that the closest point that we've been, or are we getting closer now?
The closest we've been to nuclear war was then, but right now it threatens to surpass that point.
Because I think you're buying into the fear that the media is propagating and that there's no realistic threat of nuclear war on the horizon.
Well, I do agree that right now they've done their nuclear, both Russia and NATO have done their nuclear exercises that they normally do, and they advise each other. So that's a good sign of normalcy. And also, the U.S. has just tested supersonic missiles today or another day. And by the way,
But I mean, that's not new. It just seems like it's related to the nuclear war talk, but the U.S. is constantly testing missiles.
Well, let me just, I'll tell you where I'm basing this on, if you don't mind. I'll just read, first of all, the words of Kennedy, and this is what his takeaway was. He said, above all, while defending our vital interests, nuclear powers must avert those confrontations which bring an adversary to a choice of either a humiliating retreat or a nuclear war. To adopt that kind of course in the nuclear age would be evidence only of the bankruptcy of our policy or of a collective death wish for the world. So
I mean,
Kennedy here is saying that it would be super stupid to have only two choices for a country, to leave them humiliating retreat or nuclear war. But that is exactly what people in the United States, like in the power levels, except maybe Tulsi Gabbard and others, they're insisting.
I mean, that's nonsense. That's a terrible quote from Kennedy, first of all. And Kennedy was wrong by saying that. If you go into a fight, then your only option, if you're going to be humiliated if you lose that fight from the beginning. It doesn't matter if we're talking about a boxing match or six-year-olds doing karate with one another or Russia fighting Ukraine. The loser is always, by definition, going to be humiliated. That's just the nature of conflict. To suggest that, oh, well, we have to let them win, otherwise they're going to nuke us, that's silly on the face of it. That's fundamentally
normally,
not how conflict even works.
Normally, you don't let them win. What happens is, for example, you push for a peace process like other countries have had. Even in Yemen, Saudi coalition and Houthis have been able to make armistice agreements. You could also, besides diplomacy, you could give an off-ramp and face-saving measures like they used to talk about. But I'm saying now the rhetoric is only either Russia has a humiliating retreat or there's no other option. So.
It is true that the Democrats, what they call themselves, the Liberal Democrat Party or something like that in Washington, they put forward a letter saying, hey, there should be peace talks and Biden shouldn't be pushing this and all this stuff. And then the next day they had to apologize for saying, oh my gosh, they said that there should be peace talks. That's somehow not acceptable to people in the United States right now. It's just weird.
Yeah, well, the United States has always been a warmongering nation, and I think that a lot of Americans just have failed to notice that. But the United States has pretty much been at war since the time it was founded.
Yep.
And if it's not at war, it's gearing up for war.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, but most Americans don't seem to have. It's probably the most warmongering nation in human history. One of my favorite video game series is this video game called Civilization. And it assigns each civilization, each nation, these special characteristics or whatever. One of the things they've never done is rightly characterize the United States as a militaristic nation. And I don't understand why it hasn't. Never in human history has there been a more militarized nation than the one that glorifies the military in the way that the U.S. does. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. Why can't people just say I was wrong? It is Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Wisconsin district attorney says there's satisfaction after a jury found Daryl Brooks Jr. guilty of a deadly parade attack last year.
He now faces imprisonment of 6 consecutive life sentences plus 859 years of confinement.
Susan Opper thanked the community and first responders for everything they did on the day Brooks ran his SUV into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, just outside of Milwaukee. Attorneys for former President Trump have agreed to accept the subpoena issued by the Democratic-led January 6th Select Committee. One attorney received the summons demanding documents and testimony from the former president earlier this week. The former president has until November 4th to provide the documents and has until November 14th to testify. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. With you today is Arya, Nikki, and Bonnie. And I have to say, I was wrong. I misquoted the dates of World War One in the last segment. I said, for some reason, I had in my head that it started in 1911 and it lasted until 1915. Someone is
thinking of 9/11.
I don't know what I was thinking of, but someone pointed out to me they didn't even start until 1914, so by 1913 they had not realized how horrifically failed it was. But the dates are kind of unimportant. I was wrong.
Yeah, it was just trivia.
I was wrong about the dates. But the point is that, you know, a few years into the war, it should have been obvious to everyone that nothing was going to be gained by that nonsense.
You know what? But I still do agree with you, because by 1913, whether the war had started or not, they should have known that it would have gone nowhere. It would have just killed a bunch of people, wasted a bunch of resources.
At that point in human history?
You're absolutely right. I mean, when you think about the worst, dumbest, most pointless, most senseless, violent, destructive conflicts in human history, there aren't many that are as stupid as World War One.
I don't even know what it was about, honestly. I know something about
That's because it was completely stupid. Some dude got assassinated, and everyone called in their treaties and their alliances, and you would think that the world would learn from this. Oh, we shouldn't be signing these treaties with these random little European countries, but no, they didn't stop doing that. So this dude got assassinated, and people called in their treaty. One little nation declared war on another little nation. A little tiny...
Yeah, 40, let them settle it themselves. Duke it out. You
a
know,
few hundred thousand people in these nations declared war on each other. But they had treaties with bigger nations, including Germany and Italy and the United Kingdom and Spain and Russia and the United States. And because of this nonsense, they all ended up at war with one another.
So, like, Asia wasn't really involved?
Russia was involved.
Oh.
But I don't know to what extent. It wasn't as world-encompassing as World War II was. And I have to just say, World War II is slightly less stupid in that it was much more clearly just a war of German expansionism. And it was a result of World War I, but World War I, it didn't even have that going for it. It was just a stupid, pointless exercise in the destruction of human life and the world.
Like, the trench foot people got after World War I was not worth it.
I like watching war documentaries because I'm a libertarian, and libertarians like watching war documentaries for some reason. I don't know why, but...
Not this one.
Well, I mean, I find it fascinating, but for entirely different reasons. World War II is fascinating because it, even though it was a horrific thing and there were no good guys, it does still... The Nazis were so evil that it still has this element of good overcoming evil to it. So I can still watch them like, yeah, good overcame evil, even though it's just a slightly better good and against a slightly worse evil, it's still good overcoming evil. World War One doesn't have that. It's just an exercise.
Everyone's a loser.
Yeah, it's just stupid from beginning to end, and it's a horrific conflict for completely different reasons, as Nikki pointed out, the trenches, first and foremost. I can't imagine anything worse than being stuck in one of these trenches.
Inhumane.
Yeah.
And we're like sending out 18-year-old boys, drafting them, you know, they have no choice. You have to go rot in this trench, this rainy, wet trench.
And if you don't, they'll throw you in prison and you can rot there.
It's just
a horrific thing. And one of the blackest stains on human history, I think. All the worse because it started over such a stupid thing, which was the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand.
Who assassinated him?
It doesn't matter.
What country was he from?
Lithuania?
It had something to do with Serbia, I think.
Yeah.
Serbia, Lithuania, some Eastern European countries. I don't know.
Basically, the moral of the story is mind your own business.
The world obviously hasn't learned that.
No, because the United States now is allied with Bolivia and Colombia and Brazil.
Ukraine
and all of these other countries that could do nothing if the United States was... That should be the only criteria you have about whether or not you're going to enter into an alliance with the country. If an enemy of equal size to me attacks me and I actually need help, is this other country going to be able to help me? If the answer is no...
Makes sense.
Yeah, and if the answer is no, don't sign the treaty with them.
And
don't.
That's kind of how I feel about, like, my, like, prepper brain when I'm, like, thinking about, like, okay, like, if things go down, who do I want on my side? Those are the types of things you think of. What do they have for resources?
Yeah.
What can they do for me? You know, are they just going to be dead weight that's eating my food?
Right.
Well, looks like you're not on the list then.
And we have that with the North Alliance Treaty Organization, NATO, and... the European Union, other countless examples. People learned nothing from World War One. There's still countless stupid little alliances going on. But let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh.
Are you with us?
I heard him for a second.
Just bumping you off speaker.
Okay, great.
I wanted to throw my governor under the bus, but let's touch on the World War One real quick.
Sure.
The thing that held all of them together wasn't so much treaties as they were all nobles, kings, queens, and they'd been intermarrying since we came out of the Dark Ages in the 1300s. So there was five generations of, well, I will give you my daughter, and therefore we will have peace.
Inbreeding?
Of course there was a lot of that. I mean, when you got 10 different clans breeding for 500 years. Of course, you're going to have some beagles that bark out the wrong end.
Goes on. I was watching a YouTube video, I mean, a whole bunch by this account that just traces family trees, and all the English people are inbred. Even Meghan Markle is like a 13th cousin or 15th cousin to her husband, and she's from America. It's weird.
This is why I'm an American, because we have the melting pot, but I guess I don't even get that.
I mean, yeah, the genes are I mean, I think that people need to interbreed with different races to be stronger and not look like the royalty in England.
Well, yeah, I don't know about different races, but you at least got to cross, like, the second cousin generation. My grandmother was 100% Welsh. Okay, she came from Wales. And she lived, and all the old birds on her side of the family lived well into their 90s. Some of them there were just genuinely obese, and I couldn't understand how in the hell they made it that long. But it's, you know, you can't. When a good gene pool will provide for itself, I guess, would be the moral of that story.
I guess Governor Whitmer, that's your governor, throw her under the bus. Because I saw today that more people have been convicted in the Whitmer kidnapping plot. Also, to your point about the princes and kings and queens, that's something I'd never really thought about, so thanks for pointing that out. But what's going on with your governor over there?
Oh, yeah, well, she got destroyed in this debate last night with Tudor Dixon. And she was blatantly caught in at least two lies that I just heard little snippets of. One was he said she only shut the schools down for 3 months. Hell, she shut the seed aisle down in Walmart longer than that. And
politicians lie, as you know.
What was the other lie she got stone cold caught in? Oh, you remember the governor of New York that was sending the sick people to the nursing homes,
Cuomo,
and thereby providing more body bag fillers?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, he got busted. If he'd sent 500 patients, he'd send 1,000 body bags along with 500 patients. Well, our great governor, Gretchen the Great, I like to think she's maybe the daughter of the great Genghis Khan. Lord knows they got a lot of Khans in the houses. But, yeah, she kept this procedure up longer than he did, and she pulled her own mother out of the nursing home before she started.
Red flag.
Yep. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. And again, I want to say thank you to pointing out the Kings and Queens theme, because I came into existence mostly after the Kings and Queens royalty thing in Europe had come to an end, mostly as a result of World War I and the rise of republics as a result of it. So I don't think I would have made those connections otherwise. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on World War I or your terrible governor. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live, as always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I want to tell you about BullionMax.com. You can go there to buy gold and silver. You can get the silver starter kit at employee pricing by going to BullionMax.com/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. So go there. And you get the 5 ounces of silver for just about $140. I don't remember exactly what the price was. Now, I ended up getting this and absolutely do not regret it. It's five beautiful pieces of silver. And there's just, it's so hard to beat actually holding an ounce of silver in your hands because it's breathtakingly beautiful. It's so reflective. It's so pure. You understand immediately why, when you hold it, why it's been valued throughout human history as a symbol of purity. As it has.
I just love the noises it makes. Like, yeah. If you drop one and then drop a dime, it's way more satisfying. If you click it with your fingernail, it's so nice.
I was about to say, and they're like instruments.
Yeah.
Yes. Silver has healing properties, too. Let's not forget
I would
that.
Recommend against drinking it. I would recommend against that because I don't think humans are supposed to be blue.
Well, just green, yeah. Well, I don't know.
Drink
there's an excess.
It, but, like, you know, if you got a wound.
I don't know about the medical properties of silver, but I know it's beautiful. Mm. And you can get 5 ounces of it at employee pricing by going to bullionmax.com/FTL. But now they're also throwing in a free Wyoming gold bag. So
oh, word.
If you weren't motivated enough yet, go to bullionmax.com/FTL and buy the silver starter package there at employee pricing. Supposedly, they're not even making money off of this deal. They just want to help people get gold and silver. And they're going to give you a free one gold back just by purchasing this. So that's bullionmax.com/FTL. They're also doing a giveaway, but I don't really want to tell you about that because I don't want the competition because I'm going to be really upset if I don't win one of these things.
They're really cool.
I know. They are so freaking awesome. So that's bullionmax.com/FTL. I hate that I even brought it up, but then a part of me just can't help it because they're so cool and I want people to see them because they're so awesome. But you can get a free gold back, bullionmax.com/FCL. Let's go to the phones. We have Chuck on the line from Washington. Listen on, I think he's a K-Talks. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live.
Correct. I'm listening on K-Talks from Needles, California, here in Washington State. I just thought I'd clarify that.
Right. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say real quick that every time I see the EU flag, I think of World War One. I'll just say that. Every time I see a piece of a euro, for example, I think of World War One. But
can you elaborate why that is?
Well, I just think of that's the whole way of trying to keep this false sense of unity that's obviously breaking up right in front of our very eyes. I think that's probably why you all see that kind of dynamic unfolding right now, too, with the emergence of nationalism in Hungary and different places, you know.
Sure. I have to say, though, as much as I hate nation states and as much as I hate federal governments, and the European Union, for all intents and purposes, is a federal government, as much as I hate them, the European Union is better than the alternative if the alternative is World War One.
Well, and that's why I'm thinking it could be just this false sense of security. Every time I see that flag, I think how much could we go back to that kind of dynamic where we're having on the brink of World War III. I think that's where we're at right now, though.
Why can't people just peacefully break up? Why can't they just ever do that in all of history?
Because I know, even like relationships, it's like you can't just break up with your boyfriend. You have to throw all of his stuff in the yard, you know, set it on fire.
It's possible, yeah. But it requires a level of maturity that most people just aren't at. I used to be married, and I did the divorce paperwork myself, and my ex-wife and I, we signed it, and we filed it, and that was it. Neither one of us burned the other stuff.
Really? You didn't pour maple syrup all over her clothes?
No, there was none of that. It was
a toothbrush to clean the toilet, that sort of thing.
No, not, I don't know, she may have done that with mine, but I certainly didn't do it with hers, and there was no reason. There's no reason for that kind of stuff. I've been in lots of relationships. The only ones that ever ended in horrific stuff like that was because the girl was crazy. These things happen.
Yeah, girls are crazy. I know.
Well, I mean, people are crazy, to be honest. And that's why, to come back to the point of, that's why we can't just peacefully declare independence from the federal government. It's not because girls are crazy or men are crazy, because people in general are crazy. They want to view one another as possessions.
Yeah, they're
as
control
property.
Freaks. It is the same thing in a relationship. Like, I've never been that kind of a crazy girlfriend because I never wanted to control my boyfriends.
And a lot of these people do. They view their boyfriend. I don't even like the phrase my girlfriend or my boyfriend and things like that, because it suggests that this person is, to some degree, yours, your property.
Your property.
Like, this isn't my girlfriend. This is a friend of mine. This is a romantic partner. That's far less possessive than... But that is how most people view one another. This is my girlfriend. This is my wife. And are you hitting on my wife? Are you talking to my wife? Are you texting my wife like it's a piece of property that they're being protective over? And that's the wrong way to view things. And, of course, the United States government would react in exactly the same way to the Russian government if the Russian government was sending ambassadors to New Hampshire. Are you trying to hit on my New Hampshire? You can't do that.
I sure am.
Well, I mean, the same thing could be said for... the Russian Federation's operations in Ukraine. What are you guys doing? Do you guys want my little girl to join NATO? Are you serious? Whoa. We're not going to have any EU flags over here in Ukraine, because this is really part of Russia. And you all, I don't know what you think you're going to do, but it's the same kind of stuff there. I wanted to ask you real quick, before we have to end this great conversation here, what do you think's on the table for the Ukraine-Russia negotiations? What pieces of important policy do you see? For example, can we have a guarantee that the Russian Federation can have troops in Crimea after a Russian withdrawal? I don't think that the whole standing of these three separate countries that Russia wants to take part of in the eastern part of Ukraine and the Donbass and so on and so forth, I don't see that standing. So I was curious to know, if we're looking at 2 or 3 years down the road, how does this all look if we started to talk about negotiations, and what kind of pieces of bargaining, what bargaining chips are on the table right now as far as negotiations?
I, I wish I could give you a better answer that I could give. I mean, an expert in Middle East, in Eastern Ukraine and Russian relations would be much more qualified to answer this thing. I don't think that the West, and I'm lumping Ukraine in with the West because for all intents and purposes, it's allied with the West. It's a puppet nation of the West at this point. For all intents and purposes, Ukraine isn't going to back down. Russia, from what I can tell, is not going to back down. I don't think it's going to lead to nuclear war. I think it's most likely going to just lead to a perpetual stalemate, similar to what we've seen in, matter of fact, speaking of World War One, similar to what we saw then, only now it's not trenches, it's just an unmoving front between Russia and Ukraine where they're periodically launching missiles at each other. That's what I think is the most likely outcome of this. And, of course, that can't go on forever. But Russia has the economic strength in this scenario, especially in regard to the natural gas. I saw an article today that I brought in because I want to get into it later, possibly, about how Europe is now saying, look, we've got so much natural gas that the price of natural gas was briefly below zero. Meaning that
Russia said that?
No, Europe said
that
this.
That doesn't make sense.
I thought that they didn't have what?
What, they didn't. But now they're suddenly claiming, look, we're fine. We've got so much natural gas that we're paying people to take it because we don't have enough places to store it. We saw the same thing with gasoline prices a number of years ago when there was so much gasoline that the price was finally below zero or something like that. What that effectively meant was they would pay you to store it for them.
When was that?
COVID? Right.
I think it was during COVID.
Yeah, I paid like $1.10 or something for gas at a point.
It's beyond the capabilities of the average person. We're like, sure, Saudi Arabia, I will take your tanker of oil and store it, right? So we never would have heard about it.
The gas was super, super cheap.
But oil
did
briefly dip below $0 per gallon. And now Europe is saying that the same thing is happening with natural gas there, despite the fact that just a few months ago, or not even a few months ago, just a few days ago, we were reporting on people not being able to pay their electricity bills or their heating bills because they had doubled or tripled or multiplied by 10 or 20. So someone is lying, and I tend to think what I have here is a puff piece from some European media outlet trying to lie and convince people that things are better than they really are.
That's like 1984. They would say, like, the saccharin rations have gone up, but he would notice that they were smaller, but they were reporting that they were bigger.
Chuck, thank you so much for the call tonight, and hopefully we'll get into that story because there's a lot of interesting stuff going on, and I'm not convinced. We've already seen these governments lying. That's what they do. 603-283-6160. It is...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.